We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood.
And beyond.
It's Dana Stern.
It's brought to you by Ace Restoration Services. Have a delayed insurance claim? Let the experts estimate and document your damages. Ace2Restore.com. Here's Dana Stern.
In the new Borat movie that I believe is coming out tomorrow, Rudy Giuliani appears to put his hands down his pants while he's talking privately with a woman that he thinks is a journalist. He says he was just tucking his shirt in. And I thought those untuck it shirts, that they weren't going to become a thing. And now, now they're trending thanks to Rudy Giuliani.
Okay, I guess we'll have to wait to see ourselves, find out ourselves.
Oh, Rudy.
I don't know.
Carrie Underwood was the big winner at last night's CMT Music Award. She won Video of the Year and Female Video of the Year for Drinking Alone. Granger Smith took home the Quarantine Video of the Year. This might be a one-off. Hopefully, it's a one-off just for 2020. But for the video, Don't Cough on Me.
I mean, he can put it on his resume. The only person to ever win this award. I hope.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully.
Does he want it on the resume?
I don't know. I mean, you got to roll with the punches and the times and
Come
everything.
Come on.
So I guess you won an award for doing something great during this time.
Like so. I owned 2020. I had the song of 2020. So someone on social media, I don't know which platform, but they're accusing Claire Crawley of lying about not being asked to the prom. She talked about it on The Bachelorette, and then this woman says, no, my husband took Claire to the prom. Claire, you went to the prom.
Can you imagine? She's just sitting there watching it on TV, and all of a sudden she comes in her husband, David, come in here. Didn't you take this girl to prom? And immediately calls her out on Twitter.
Yes, but Claire says that she switched high schools for her senior year, so it was her senior prom that she didn't go. She's like, there are all sorts of school dances, so yeah, like she went to some dance with him. Maybe it was the junior, senior prom at her old school.
Formal,
I don't know.
Homecoming.
Yes.
But it wasn't officially prom.
Yeah. Yeah. But she kind of went after this woman. It's like, who is like looking at their husband's old pictures from high school, like who they took to the dance.
Right.
Like, I'm sure he offered it up.
Well,
you know?
That girl. I'm you kind of be proud of it, I would think. I mean, she's beautiful. You know, I went to prom with her. I went to that girl. Look at this picture. She's on The Bachelorette now.
I don't think you'd say that to your wife.
No.
Right.
Okay, maybe not. That's how you immediately become the bachelor. All right, yes, never mind.
Jay and Dana's morning mix.
Every morning. Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
Save your relationship right now, because that's the kind of guy I am. If your relationship is tired, you want to know how to ignite it, spice it up just a little bit. All you have to do is text these three words to your mate anytime today and watch, it'll work. Those three words are thinking about you. It's not I love you. It's not bringing home tacos or anything like that. We won lotto. It's thinking about you. And experts say it just shows to your mate that they are on your mind and you care about how they're doing, what they're doing at that very moment. You can even fake it. It's fine. It's fine.
I mean, I would totally prefer we won lotto. Just saying. I think that sounds a lot better.
It's a fair argument. Yes. But I mean, that goes a long way. And it doesn't have to be romantic either. It can be to a family member. It can be to a friend. It doesn't have to be somebody that you're in love with. It just shows that you actually care.
Yeah, but you don't want to be the person who's sending that to absolutely everyone.
No, you got to pick and choose.
It means nothing.
I mean, there was just a story, I think it was in People, that Bob Saget just sent it to Lori Loughlin. She's getting ready to go to jail, you know, and serve her 2-month sentence. And
I don't know if you want that from a comedian.
Bob Saget.
Come on.
Thinking about you writing material. No, I mean, don't you think? Wouldn't that be sweet to get that from somebody?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you're just on my mind right now.
It's so creepy. Like, why am I on your mind? What is making you?
No, what's creepy is I'm watching you. That's creepy.
This is a very good point. They also said something else that works. In the morning, a simple good morning and a hug before you go to bed, because it gives your mate something to look forward to every morning and something to look forward to every night before you go to bed. And it's just something that simple. Hey, good morning. Instead of getting up and immediately going, who's going to take the dog out? Where's the kid's homework? Mm. Something like that.
Yeah, I like it quiet.
I'm out of toilet paper.
Let's just have quiet coffee together.
Okay, then one more then. How about this? They said you have to schedule a time to go swimming in the lotion in the ocean.
In the lotion. It goes swimming in the lotion.
Okay.
You said it.
Let me finish. Swimming in the ocean.
Oh, I think you're finished.
No, okay.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go. Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh, my God.
On Mix 105.1.
You woke up this morning, you got that little gut feeling like, oh, I gotta make a decision between A and B. What is it? What to have for dinner tonight, or whether or not to take that new job? It could be something simple or something difficult, and we're here to help you out this morning. It's called Flip Service, and it's very scientific. We flip a coin to decide for you. So, let's go ahead and start off. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
So, I understand that you're listening to us in the UK on radio.com.
Yes, that's true.
All right, well, listen, let's go ahead and make a decision for you all the way across the pond. What two things are you trying to decide between today?
Well, this year we were supposed to be going to Orlando on holiday, and we had to cancel. So we're looking at booking for 2022 in February, and it's down to two resorts. It's either Animal Kingdom or the Open Beach Club.
So you're trying to decide where to stay. You're already picturing your holiday, your vacation, 2 years from now.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so here we go. We've stayed at both, and they're both fantastic. Let's go. Animal Kingdom is heads. Yacht and Beach Club is tails. Flip the coin. It's up. Caught. You're staying at Disney's Animal Kingdom when you come for holiday.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Have fun.
Don't worry, we will.
Thanks, Gary. Have safe travels. We'll see you in 2022.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I love the fact that he's already planned a vacation for Orlando for 2 years from now.
They're coming back.
Yes. You got to give yourself something to look forward to, right?
Wake up.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.